Speaking ahead of the Marian prayer traditionally sung after High Mass during Eastertide, Pope Benedict said, "Our age is one that seeks to deny the resurrection or transform it into a purely spiritual event."
Negarla, come in vario modo si è tentato di fare e si continua a fare.
This, said the Pope, is to make silliness of our faith.
E vanificare la nostra stessa fede.
The Holy Father continued to say the resurrection of our Lord is the central fact on which Christian faith is based and needs to be proclaimed at all times.
La risurrezione di Cristo è il dato centrale del cristianesimo, verità fondamentale.
Citing St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, the Holy Father said, "If Christ has not been raised, then empty is our preaching and empty is your faith."
Dice San Paolo, se Cristo non è risuscitato, allora è vana la nostra predicazione ed è vana anche la nostra fede.
The Holy Father reminded the faithful that the coming month of May is dedicated to St. Mary, who is and always has been mother and mistress of the whole Church. It was around Mary that the apostles gathered prayerfully to await the Pentecost.
A Maria affidiamo le necessità della Chiesa e del mondo intero.
Let us, said Pope Benedict, entrust the needs of the Church and the whole world to Mary. And let us also invoke the intercession of St. Joseph, whom we shall remember tomorrow with particular attention to the working world, of which he is patron.
Domani ricorderemo in modo particolare, col pensiero al mondo del lavoro.
Pope Benedict then began the Regina Caeli, which, he said, is a prayer that lets us taste the comforting joy of the risen Christ.
Confortatrice della presenza di Cristo risorto. Regina Caeli, letare, alleluia, quiacque meruisti portare, alleluia, resurrexit sicut dixit, alleluia, ora pro nobis Deum. Alleluia.
Following the Regina Caeli, Pope Benedict greeted the English-speaking pilgrims.
I greet all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors here today, including those gathered to mark the beatification of Father Augustine Kunya Chantivarparampil, taking place at Ramapuram in Kerala, India. Today's Gospel reminds us that in the name of the risen Christ, we are called to forgive each other's sins and failings. May this Easter season be a time of joyful reconciliation within families and among nations. Upon each of you present, I invoke God's blessings of peace and wisdom.